You all, we're glad that you're here on this Lord's Day. We thank the Lord for His goodness overnight, sparing us from any kind of severe weather. And we're glad that we can be together to worship the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. And our call to worship today, I'm in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, which is our passage that we are studying in our morning worship service. And the Apostle Paul, as he writes to them, mentions this verse 9, "For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come." One of the things that was an indication of what radical transformation had taken place in the lives of the people there in Thessalonica was the fact that they had turned to God, and then they were waiting for Jesus Christ. I think that that is something that is so clearly indicated in these two letters that the Apostle Paul wrote about the desire of the people there in that church, that local church. And it's not just mentioned about them. It's mentioned in just about every one of the epistles to each one of the churches that he addresses, is that they're longing to see Jesus Christ. Now, where does that longing come from? It comes from the presence of the Holy Spirit living within your heart and life. Amen. The moment that you were saved, the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, came to dwell inside your body. And His sole purpose is to honor and to glorify the Son. Isn't that wonderful? Now, how do you honor and glorify the Son? Well, for humans, that turns into longing to see the Son. Now, we have a mediator between God and man, and it's the man Christ Jesus. When we pray, when we intercede, when we supplicate, we are going through the person of Jesus Christ. But one of the things that the Spirit of God desires to do more than anything else is to honor and magnify and glorify the name of Jesus Christ. And that creates within us something known as a longing, a looking for. That phrase is used many, many times in the epistles. Looking for, longing for that moment when we see Jesus. Why? Because He's our Savior. He's our Savior. You know, it's an amazing thing of people that are rescued in these situations. They always ask, "Can I see the people that saved me?" It's an amazing thing. Lindsey Vonn, who was lifted off of a mountainside after a terrible injury in the prelims there at the Olympics, was lifted off in this basket. There was a man strapped to it, and they lifted her up off the mountain, flew her into town, got her in there. She's had four major surgeries in the last week. And the first thing that she did, she said, "I want to meet the people that were in the helicopter and the man that took me off the mountain." Now, why would they want to do that? They're okay, they're in the hospital, they're fine. But they wanted to thank the ones that risked their lives. Jesus Christ gave everything for us. There is within the heart of every child of God a longing to see Jesus. A longing to stand in His presence. A longing to see the one whose hands are pierced, who has the wound in his side, his feet are pierced. He has the marks on his forehead of the crown of thorns that was placed on his head because of my sin. And if there is no longing within your heart to see the one who saved you, then I would be going to God and say, "Lord, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me?" These Thessalonian believers were longing to see Jesus. They were waiting intently for Him. And that's why they had this error in their midst, thinking that because of the persecutions they were going through, they had entered into the tribulation and missed being taken with their Savior. That's important for us to understand. And so in this call to worship today, I want you to examine your heart and life. To be in Christ means something. Amen? To be in Christ. We have Him now. But there is that longing to see our Savior and to stand in His presence and to be able to sing with the countless hosts the praises of Jesus Christ, because He will be the only reason you will be there in heaven. The only reason. It's your Savior, Jesus Christ.